Centralia Locker Room Chatter continues tonight on KMZA. Brandon Tabman with you. Nick Evans, the boys basketball coach, certainly a busy man. We were unable to get a hold of him here today, so we are recapping the Centralia Panthers boys basketball season as it ended last night in the first round of the sub-state tournament, a game that went into overtime at home against the Rams of Blue Valley Randolph, familiar opponent, of course, out of the Twin Valley League. Once again, going to an extra period in overtime, Blue Valley getting the win 55-52. So the Panthers season ending with a record of 12-9 overall. They finished 8-2, one of the top teams in the Twin Valley League. Certainly some highlights for the Centralia boys here in 24 and 25. They got fourth place in the TVL tournament's middle of the season. The TVL was just so daunting this year with so many good teams. Axtell, Clifton, Clyde, Centralia, Hanover as well, among others, just made it one of the best small school conferences in the state of Kansas. But Centralia above 500 again. They had one of the tougher stretches to begin a season of any team in our area. They started the season 0-3. They played the top three teams literally in the Big East with Nemaha Central, St. Mary's, and Silver Lake. But after that, they found a groove. They won six consecutive games after that before a loss to Axtell and Clifton Clyde on back-to-back nights in the TVL tournament. They also had a highlight win over Care Paravel, closing the season with games against Onega and Marysville. That Marysville game, of course, certainly a highlight on a Saturday in which Marysville won it in overtime 82-78. After that, back-to-back wins against Frankfort and Lynn before losing to Axtell once again and then taking on a Blue Valley Randolph team actually to close out the regular season back just a few days ago. That was a 64-52 final in favor of Centralia. And then just four nights later in the sub-state tournament opener, Blue Valley goes on the road, wins the game in overtime 55-52. So again, the Centralia boys ending the 24-25 season, a record of 12-9 overall. They go 8-2 in TVL play. More locker room chats after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.